FM. Your voice in the morning.
And of course, the last week, Sir Kailich, has evictions continues to be a hot topic. Journals are trying to unravel what exactly happened, you know, to in the lead up to those moments when the gentleman was pulled out of his shack naked. Some comments were made by Maid and Plata last week, which insinuated that that the event may have been staged. Mayor Alderman Plato has announced that independent investigators will probe the circumstances. Mayor, good morning. Thank you so much for your time this morning on.
Good morning.
91.3 FM. So, what do you know about the investigation thus far?
Well, my officials was in touch with the investigating team. It's definitely an independent investigation. I think it's the best thing we can do. If we continue with the internal investigation, people might be of the opinion that we did not look at all the necessary issues. There might be a kind of a cover-up. We don't want things like that to happen, and that is why we have said and made the decision to go for outside people, appoint a clue top forensics company to look at all the video footages, obviously to interview people to see if there was any faults on the side of the law enforcement officers. What was the lead up to the incident? Was the person indeed naked before, up front, and that sort of thing? Was it really a stage kind of a situation?
Can I interject there, please? You know, since Friday where we had seen you had made those remarks in terms of, you know, these things happen, people do undress themselves before an eviction takes place. That is beside the point. The point at hand and what we're trying to understand is, you know, are those law enforcement officers going to be dealt with in the most effective manner? It's besides the point that the man undressed himself, and I think it's really careless for the mayor of Cape Town to have made a statement to say, oh no, you know, this man undressed himself prior. Fine, given he might have done that, but was that the correct time for the mayor of Cape Town to say that?
Look, people can have their own opinions about the situation.
It's not funny as well.
And still today people ask the same question and that sort of thing. I think it's safe to say let's allow for now, and I said it to some journalists yesterday as well, why asking the same questions? The investigating team to do their work.
Right, okay.
Let them unravel what happened.
Okay.
Let they come up with the necessary answers and issues, and we will definitely release the findings of the investigating team to the public out there.
So, Mayor,
I don't think there's any bearing to, since last week up till today, the journalists asking the same question after one after the other.
Allow
the investigating team to
Hold on. Mayor, I've given you enough time to speak, and I needed to give us an opportunity to give you also
to
ask the question. So, Mayor, if you would just allow us to do this quickly. So, we understand what you're saying, right? So, but I also said, granted, let's say that did happen. The problem comes, and we're going to be speaking about this later as well. There was an insinuation that this entire thing was staged. Was it staged, number one? And number two, the officers, I know you're going to do an investigation. I know you're going to tell me that as well. The question was, will these officers be dealt with effectively?
The investigating team needs to come up with their recommendations. I think we anticipate and that sort of thing. That is why I'm saying I don't know to how many people I must talk about this again. The investigating team have a clear mandate with clear guidelines to follow. They will say, listen, we recommend the officers needs to be dealt with in this or that, manner. So definitely, there's no way that we will, if it is found that there was mistakes made on the part of the officials on scene and that sort of that they did not follow protocols and that sort of thing, they will be dealt with.
Mayor, I think we also need to remind Mayor very respectably that Mayor is not just the mayor for the upper class and the middle class. You are mayor for these people as well. You know, evictions under lockdown, we know, is a no-go. Why are these evictions still happening?
No.
Does Mayor perhaps think it's... Mayor, give me a chance, please. Do you perhaps think prior to this time, go to these people and say, hey, this is, land is not for creating your structures. Go there, speak. You as the mayor, go to them personally, speak to them, make them understand why they cannot build or erect the structures there before you decide to let out your law enforcement officers who, mind you, have no idea how to deal with people.
No. I think no idea how we deal with it. We know exactly how to deal with people.
But
people,
that was not evident in those videos that came
people
out.
People don't want to listen many a times. That is the point. And we have councillors, we have sub-councils. These things get discussed. These things get said to people why people cannot invade land because we want to use the land for multiple services. And at the end of the day, there's a court order to prevent any further eviction as a result of what of all the evidence we put in front of the courts to say why we want that land to stay a green space for service delivery purposes, and the court understand that. But there's unfortunately all the time when a site belongs to government, people is of the opinion they have the right to take it, they have the right to invade for their own purposes and for their own
right. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Dan Plaat. A lot of questions and stuff that's gone unanswered, actually. 021-442-3530. We'd love to hear from you after the break. We'll be speaking to Lorenzo Davids. Latika 91.3 FM, your voice in the morning. In our next feature, we know that, you know, what happened on Friday. You know, there's a screen grab from the City of Cape Town WhatsApp group for the Housing and Anti-Land Invasion Unit that was leaked, written shortly after the mayor's apology on air. Now, in the group, Alderman J.P. Smith forwarded an image of Bulilani Kolani's rebuilt shack to one of his staff, who then explains that Kolani's neighbors had rebuilt his shack. A housing official then replies that it's an illegal structure that needs to be demolished with or without a naked man, to which another housing official in the group responded, yes. So as Community Chair CEO Lorenzo Davids is calling on the city to suspend those officials who gave the orders for last week's operation. Lorenzo, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. I believe after that you wrote a letter to Dan Plato, to DA leader John Steenhuisen, as well as to Premier Alan Windey, calling for the immediate suspension of all of those officials in the group. You know, what is the thrust of your argument, you know, in the letter, and did you receive a response?
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I am so delighted to be with you this morning. I want to say, after that last interview, I also want to call for a new mayor, because we need a far more intelligent first citizen. My goodness. It is simply astounding to listen to the mayor this morning advance an argument that has simply no merit anymore. I think that the essence of it is that the issue of Mr. Bulilani Kolani's case is that if the mayor has acted so swiftly to do two things, one, apologize and suspend officers, he certainly needs to do the same with the people in that WhatsApp group. However, he's failing to act against his own political leadership in the city, and it's leaving them intact, the very people who ordered this investigation, who ordered this action against Mr. Kolani's home. And it astounds me. It is simply astounding right now, and we are increasing our call for action against these political leaders.
Mm. Now, I mean, you know, the mayor carried on about the fact that an investigation, and we need to wait for the investigation, etc. And we were saying we understand there's an investigation that needed to be happened, right, or to happen at least. Now, I'm sure you also heard about the mayor's comments about the whole event that could have been staged. Are you concerned sort of that this kind of narrative is being put into the public domain when an investigation is not even concluded yet?
Yeah, exactly. This is why a number of things needs to be understood. One is the mayor is inserting a narrative into the public domain ahead of an investigation. So he is not keeping quiet, yet he wants everybody else to keep quiet. Secondly, he needs to make sure that the investigators are truly independent. So refer it to a judge who can then put together a team, but not for the city to decide who the investigators are, because the city is under investigation. Mm. The mayor is under investigation. So he can't appoint his own investigators. He has to refer it to an independent body or ask the High Court to appoint an independent party, but he's compromising the investigation. You know, this is the point here that the mayor misses. Even if Mr. Kolani staged this event, even if he ran into his house, took off his clothes and sat in a bath, and the fact is that poor black landless people have to resort to those measures to defend their homes. That's what the mayor is missing, that people have to strip their dignity and sit naked inside the shacks, hoping that the law enforcement officers of the city will at least respect their nakedness. And even that, my friend, my brother, they go and violate.
Yeah.
That is what is so profound in this issue. They have no respect for your home, but they won't even respect your naked attempt to defend your home. They will even destroy your body.
Now, also just one of the things that I wanted to also get to, you know, that as an organization that works closely with impoverished communities in Cape Town, how do you also make sense of these events in the light of city's policies? And I know you spoke about this earlier, but also we know for a fact that evictions is a no-go during lockdown.
Yeah, you know, evictions is a no-go during lockdown. Secondly, and even despite the evictions and even despite the previous court order for the city or any local authority or provincial government to go ahead and disenfranchise you from your home, you need to produce a court document. You need to show that that address has been ordered by the court for eviction. You cannot just arrive with your brute forces and go and knock down somebody's home without a legal document. And so there are so many errors in this process, so many violations in this process, that the city is just literally allowing its law enforcement officers to declare a sense of UDI from any authority and from any court in this country and to go around as if they have the power without the courts to do what they did on Wednesday the 1st of July. It's absurd.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell me something. You wrote the letter. I don't know if you've indicated whether or not you've received a response from the mayor or the premier. What's going to happen next? I've got about 30 seconds before I need to wrap it up.
We wrote the mayor. We asked for the suspension of the political leaders in that WhatsApp group. By 8 o'clock on the 2nd of July, we had no response, and we are taking this matter further this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to leave it there, Lorenzo. I appreciate your time this morning on Breakfast 9 to 1.3 FM. Of course, Lorenzo Davids is the Community Chair CEO here in Cape